Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cox locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us, Jason. Thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech in the United States of America. Today, about the first hour will be medicine with Dr. Sergei Shilisorin. Hour number two will be with just me, 5 Minute University. No calls today, please. Welcome, Dr. Sergei Shilisorin.
Thank you, and wonderful to be here.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to be having a pretty high-speed class, maybe 55, 65 miles an hour for hour number one. I'm looking forward to it. And Dr. Sergei, I have I was talking with Dr. Norm Shealy, you know, over the duration of the COVID epidemic, pandemic, and we talked about the possibility of it being man-made early, and you know, that information is all over the news and has been for quite a while now. But you know, 3 years ago, it was, people didn't believe it, but yeah, it's man-made. And we were involved, and the Chinese were involved, so we all know that, okay? So here's a question, and this might take some discussion. And if you choose to not pursue this topic, just let me know, and we'll switch to something else. So there's this theory, and it looks like it's been proven out that COVID was man-made. It was designed to incapacitate people and kill some, and it spread by touch, by skin, by bodily fluids, by airborne particles. And then it looked like it was really working well, but not well enough. So the immunization, people were clamoring for the COVID immunization, which was a direct injection into the bloodstream of COVID, because the COVID immunization was COVID. And some people got sick, some people didn't get sick. Some people said, oh, it was like nothing. Some people said it was like a mild cold. Other people said they thought they were going to die. Other people died. So we know all that. So now the question is, was all of this, the COVID, the immunization, was that a pandemic just designed to kill people? Or was it more specific than that, like a culling of humanity? Meaning, there are people who really aren't all that productive. They're just, you know, let's say, collecting Social Security, not doing much for the economy, just, you know, collecting what they put into Social Security and kind of just watching TV and going on vacations and things like that. That being the case, other people, you know, like scientists and people who are really important to the ongoing society, did they need to be protected from the immunizations? Meaning, if the immunizations were at a level, and I've mentioned this a couple times with Dr. Norm Shealy, and he said this is what he believes is true also, that if the immunizations were at different strengths, so we'll say 0 would be saline solution, 1 would be a very, very weak 10% solution of the vaccine, 5 would be 50% solution, and 10 would be full strength. Is it possible that there was a database of who's who such that when people signed up for the immunization, they would say, okay, let me get your name, type in your name, okay, got it, and your Social Security number, got it, and then there'd be like a warning. This person only gets level 0. meaning saline solution, because we don't want to affect that person's immune system. We don't want them to die getting the immunization. Other people, no warning at all, just give them the full strength. Do you think that is a possibility, or is that just my mind wandering amok?
You know, Vincent, that is a very interesting concept. Back in history, if you go back to the Nazi Germany times, I think there was a big part of basically wanting to cleanse the world, so to speak, of certain populations and certain groups of people. And among them, of course, culturally, gypsies, Jews, and you know, lots of other groups. The other part of it was the elimination of the useless and the elderly and the weak and the incapacitated. In other words, if you're not going to be a part of society, hey, you don't need to be here on Earth. So, and that's a man-made decision, which is unfortunately, the man has the right to, when I say man, I'm not saying man as a male, the humankind has the right of free will, and there is as much.
Lost power, so we are back on. as soon as they let us know.
Yeah. Where were we that we stopped?
Yeah. Okay, great. So there was a problem at the network, and we're all back. So all of us at Genesis Communications Network are back. And Dr. Sergey and I were talking about this selective, is it possible that there's selective culling? And Dr. Sergey was talking about World War II in Nazi Germany, when there were certain groups of people who were targeted for culling, and those were the feeble of mind, as defined by the German military. They were the infirmed. They were the less desirables, the gypsies, the Jews, and the Catholics. And many of them were put into prison camps or executed or experimented upon. So this is nothing new. This is absolutely nothing new. And in history, there are stories of, let's say, a king who wanted to know if it was better to rest after a big meal or to exercise after a big meal. So the royalty would get a couple volunteers to have a meal with the king, and they think this was great. So they would dine with the king. And after the meal, one of them was sent to run around the castle, for example, and the other one was let to rest, and then they were both dissected to see what was better, exercise or sleep after a big meal. So a lot of things have been happening to unwilling participants. And this is, you know, this is just my mind running amok. And the question was, is it possible that there could be selective doses of the vaccine based on who was going to get it? That's where we were.
So we were talking about about this, and then I'm not sure what happened. I hope the power loss was just accident or some kind of a technical malfunction, but either way, let's, you know, when you speak Vincent, and when you speak the truth, you have to speak the truth, no matter what. So I think I was going this direction. Who gets to decide who gets to live and who gets to die? Who gets to play God? Do humans get to play God? Now, that's an interesting question. And I don't think humans are qualified to play God, because we don't have the entire skill set or capacity of that being, so to speak. We are, you know, we have our shadow and we have our light. And ultimately, Vincent, you might, maybe you'll tell me, in the economics, is there anything more important than money and power? And is there anything but in the...
You know, I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. Is there anything more important than what?
I'm sorry, I've got one bar here. Is there anything more important than... power and money for a structure, for a culture, for society?
Well, a lot of people think that they're measured by that. If you look at the elite, that's how they are ranked, and they can't wait to see the Forbes highest wealth people. You know, who's number one, two, three, four, and they jockey for position. Some people think that that's really important. The rest of us, not so much. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens with us, medical doctor, ER doctor. And over 2 decades of experience. And we're talking about things that have happened in history. Nothing new. These things have been happening for many, many centuries. Culling. And, you know, when a person has horses and they sell a horse, they don't sell their best horse. They sell the one that has problems. That's the one that goes first. And so when a person has items to sell on eBay, if he has five of them and they're all alike, but they're in varying conditions of quality, are all the same item, but you know they're all used, but you know one's really, really nice and then one's kind of beat up, they sell the beat up one first. They list one, they sell that one, and then they sell the next one, and they hold the last one, the best one for last. That's just the way it is. So that's what we were talking about. And is it possible that this kind of procedure, this kind of selection could have been done, and so we're both saying it's been done in history. So then if you go to, is there anything else you want to say that before we go on to antidepressants?
Well, the only thing I will say is as much as humans need concepts of controlling nature and taking over the world, so far, civilizations have not succeeded, and I don't think we are smart enough to, as a humankind, to overcome what is the original design. So I do believe that it's time to come back to the senses and all sorts of stuff and literally come back to the original design. to back to Mother Earth, back to the things that connect us to humanity, to all that is, to the nature, to the farms, to the gardens, to each other, literally, and to the rest of the world. Because no one is by themselves. And as soon as we realize that, I just want to say that if very intricately, people would not do the bad, terrible things that they do to each other and to others and to, well, all sorts of creatures and things. But anyhow, it is only my hope at this point that kind of thought process takes claim. Other than that, we'll just keep learning. But yeah, let's go on to the antidepressants. Yeah.
Okay, so antidepressants have been prescribed for a very, very long time. And so here's the question. If antidepressants can possibly make chemically alter, biologically alter a person so that they are less depressed, does that drug or a series of drugs have the ability to make that person less sensitive to joy, less sensitive to happiness, less sensitive to seeing the wonderful things in life? So dulling down the depression, are they dulling down the joy, the happiness, you know, those wonderful times in a person's life, those wonderful moments? And at the same time, are they also dulling the senses so that the person doesn't even know if he or she is sick or becoming sick or has the indication of pain to let them know that something is wrong? Is that dulled as well? I mean, are antidepressants just dulling everything? That's the question.
The answer is absolutely yes, my friend. Actually, I'm going to talk about antidepression in a bit of a detail here, and I have a personal story to talk about, and this is not something that I talk about often. But when I was going through my first year of, it was residency. I graduated medical school. I left my home, my family. My grandparents were not in great shape physically. So when I was about midway through the year, there was an emergency room at the University of Massachusetts. I got hit by both grandparents going downstream, and death after death. And this is, and they were literally, it was more kind of like my immediate family, because they were there for me, because my father wasn't there, and anyway, so on and so forth. Big blow. And I wasn't even there. I couldn't get out of the residency requirements to even be with them for their last, times. Anyway, I ended up in a really bad place, and I'll. If we're going to a break, I'll continue talking about that.
Class, this is what USA Prepares does. We talk about experiences firsthand. We just don't read things and then regurgitate them.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually,
you've got your...
Take my... When you go to...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you'd like to talk to Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren one-on-one and make an appointment, the number to call is the number at the clinic in Springfield, Missouri. That's 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And you can set up your appointment to either be in person via telephone or via video conference. And I've had in-person appointments, and I've had telephone appointments. I have not had a video teleconferencing appointment. But you can accomplish all three just by calling that number, setting up your appointment. If you want to know the specifics, 417-351-5221. And if you decide that you want vitamins, minerals, and supplements, you can order them online at normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, or you can buy them right there while you're in the office, in the clinic. So we were talking about Dr. Sergei's residency. His grandparents were in what I believe was serious decline, and it was a terrible situation. I guess you couldn't get out of the residency. They weren't going to let you. I guess that's what I'm hearing. And it was just a terrible situation. Please continue.
So what happened was I ended up in a really terrible place. I would say me qualification for MDD, major depressive disorder. And at one point it got so bad that I was at a friend's house. And he was a former Marine, and he had a bunch of guns all around. And I love guns. I mean, I've always played with guns since I was a kid. You know, in Russia, you grow up around guns. It's a natural part of life. But I remember picking one of them up and just literally putting it against my head. And just literally the only thing that kept me from pulling the trigger was that it was a real nice gun, and I didn't want it to be taken away, and it was my friend. So that was like, other than that, I had nothing else to hold on to. I mean, I was dead blind at that time. That was the keyhole that I was able to see through. But, you know, and I didn't. And then that was the moment that it was like something clicked. And it was just, okay, stop and reassess. And, well, it was more than that, but it was a moment of a turnaround. Another interesting moment was when I was asked, or I was actually demanded that I would take an antidepressant in order to stay in the program. And I was given an antidepressant, I actually took one, again, because, you know, at that point all I knew was that I wanted to continue being a doctor, even though I was in pain, mentally, emotionally, and everything else. And as soon as I took the first dose, I felt literally dead. It's like my heart, my essence, it just died, or just kind of froze, basically. I could talk, I could walk, I could move my arms and legs, I could answer, but I wasn't me. And that's how I felt. After that, I said to myself, you know what? There may be a fire burning inside of me, but I'm going to use that fire to create some kind of a beautiful, productive thing. Somehow, somewhere, I didn't have the resources I have now. I didn't know what I knew now and what is able to be provided. I didn't realize that you cannot disconnect the mind from the body and the lifestyle, and that all plays a huge factor, that the stress is a huge factor, and to be able to control that, which is what we teach them now. I didn't realize that I wasn't just connected to the spirit. I am the spirit. I am the spirit and the soul, and the body is my temple. I didn't realize at the time, but that was one of the vehicles by which I understood the depth of hell, and I've also seen the depths or the heights of heaven. And the short of it, it's all here on earth. It just depends on where the people are and what their comfort zone is. Some people are always in their personal, physical, mental, emotional health, disconnected from the spirit. And once you realize that you are a spirit and a soul, even if you have a dysfunction or issue in the mental, emotional, or even the physical, you have to start from that higher perspective and just work down and then make sure that you align everything and make it proper. That's what holistic medicine is all about. So I'm grateful for everything that I have. And yes, antidepressants, about 80% of people have a subclinical or clinical depression. Majority are on antidepressants, even for non-depressive conditions, just after surgery or cardiac operations, just because, my God, you know, this is terrible, really terrible, and it's actually a crime. It's turning people into zombies. That's my take.
Well, that's where I was going with my initial questions. It seems like it takes a whole slice, and a large slice, of a person's everything away. Everything. And so they are, if they were, let's say, capable of being 100%, they might be 60% of what they used to be after taking an antidepressant. Is that a reasonable number?
Well, way. If you know you can be 100% and you're not, are you okay with being just, it is just about so-so, or does a person want to be their best? That's the question.
You know, as you say that, Lee Iacocca said it so well. Chrysler Corporation had just gone bankrupt, and it was a shock to America. How could a huge car company, one of the big three car companies, how could it go bankrupt? And there was a commercial with Lee Iacocca on the television screen, just him. He assumed the presidency. He was the CEO of Chrysler. And he said, we don't want to be the biggest, just the best. And that's exactly our philosophy here at USA Prepares. We have no interest in being the biggest, but we do want to be the best at what we do. And it's as simple as that. So I have a question that maybe you don't want to answer, but I've asked myself this, and I've asked the instructors. Something inside me, and I've even asked Dr. Shealy this, and every one of them said yes. And I don't want to predispose you to an answer, but the question is there something inside of you that causes you to want to volunteer to be part of USA Prepares and share the knowledge with zero compensation? You don't get anything out of this monetarily. Just something inside me said, I need to do this. So I'm doing it. And all the other instructors feel the same way. Have you had that out-of-body presence, something telling you to share your knowledge base and teach on a volunteer basis at USA Prepares?
You know, Vincent, ever since I've had my near-death, out-of-body, all of those experiences and other things of sorts, it's come down for me to three simple things. I live my life through three lenses, three principles, and everything that I do has to pass through those three things: love, light, and truth. If it's not any of those three, I have no interest in pursuing any of those that option, no matter what compensation or however satisfying otherwise. So USA Prepares, right down the target. 10 out of 10, brother.
Wow. I'm humbled and I'm flattered. And, you know, I'm so glad that you didn't squeeze that trigger. I'm so glad, because it means your presence means a real lot to Dr. Shealy, your family, USA Prepares, your close friends, all of us. You mean a real lot to us, and I'm so glad that you are here, and I'm so glad that you shared that three lens filter that you have for proceeding forward: love, light, and truth. And we all feel the same way, but we've never said it. You're the first one who has said that on air. So the next question I have for you is water. Now, we're all told to drink water. We're not told to drink cola. We're not told to drink orange soda. We're not told to drink grape soda or hot chocolate or coffee. We're told to drink water, water, water. And Dr. Shealy said so many times on USA Prepares, drink half of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 140 pounds, for example, divide that by 2, you get 70. Drink 70 ounces of good, clean, pure water per day. What happens if a person were to drink 3 times that much water for, let's say, a month?
In that case, you end up with a clinical condition called hyponatremia. And it happens a lot with people who are obsessive-compulsive about water. And I see them in the emergency room, and it's just the opposite of a person who doesn't drink anything unless it's necessary. So you've got people who are severely dehydrated, and you've got people who are severely overhydrated. And when the sodium level gets very low, you have to be hospitalized, because it affects the brain, it affects the nervous system, and the entire function of the body. It's one of the life-threatening things that I deal with in the emergency room. And bottom line is, everything is, it has to be a golden center. The body has is a very delicate balance between the two ends, so to speak. If you're too far or too close to one of the ends, there's going to be more of a risk of being on the edge. And low and high, they all have their risks. So golden center, absolutely.
Okay, so there are people who love watermelon, and I happen to be one of those. And I don't get to eat watermelon as much as I'd like to, but and I try to grow it. And we grew one watermelon out of our whole garden. That's all that we're able to produce. But what would happen? And watermelon is a diuretic, right? What would happen if a person went on? And I'm not recommending these things. I'm just trying to flesh out. What could happen with something as simple as this? What would happen if a person said, you know what, I'm just going to eat watermelon for a month, and I'd like to lose some weight, and there's not many calories in watermelon, so I'll just eat watermelon. Watermelon, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the more you eat watermelon, the more you have to urinate, right? So it's like it's high speed. It hardly has to stop to change colors too much. What would happen if a person just ate nothing but watermelon for a month, hypothetically?
I would also hope that they would take essential supplementation and nutrients, supplements, macro, micro, just enough to maintain the protein and enough to maintain the amino acids, B complex, vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, and a few of the other essentials, literally. But that reminds me of a concept of a fast. I did once my wife and myself did a 3-week, we were going to go for 4 weeks, but something got in the way. I think a family member came and we had to feed them, so it kind of threw us off. But for the 3 weeks, we were doing fantastic on literally a modified water with just basically, oranges, just the oranges. And that was wonderful. That was wonderful. But at the end of it, you have to be careful to watch the nutrients and make sure everything else is balanced.
So the right amount of supplements. And that brings us to the next question. Now, when we come back from this break, can you overdose?
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Sergei Shealy-Sorens with us, a medical doctor. His phone number, if you'd like to contact him at the clinic, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And, class, you may want to keep a pencil and paper handy, maybe a spiral-bound notebook for taking notes when you're in class with USA Prepares, because we may say some things that you want to do your own research. By the way, don't believe a word we say. Don't believe a word anybody says in the media. Absolutely don't. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Back to overdosing. Dr. Sergei, is it possible that a person can take too many supplements or too much of specific supplements? And if so, what might they be? And what would you caution our class to be careful or mindful of the quantity or the dosage of supplements, and what would they be?
Hi, how are you? So, is the reception good? I only got 2 bars now, so I'm hoping coming through.
We're okay. We're okay. It's good.
Wonderful. Yes, absolutely. With regard to the doses and amounts, let's talk about some of the basic vitamins that people should be on. If you're not, then please be on that. One is the B complex, including B1, B2, you know, B3, B5, B6. That's all the energy. That's literally the fuel tank for the cells. It's what's required to make NAD, ATP. In other words, the entire production of the Krebs cycle, the biochemistry of life, and just literally living, capacity to live, to do things. And so the amounts and doses on that, Dr. Shealy formulated a very wonderful concept with the essentials. And two of those a day would give you approximately 25 to 50 milligrams of B. If you're having less than that, not enough. Some people go well above 100 milligrams or 200, 300. Now, I don't think it's necessary, but it's not as bad as some of the other overdoses, so to speak, or over uses. because it is a urine soluble. In other words, it's not fat soluble, water soluble, excuse me. It comes out in the urine, and there you are. So, but it's not necessary, and I would not advise that, because there are issues with each of the multivitamin and mineral overdose as well. Now, the next one to be aware is vitamin C, and too much vitamin C can cause, especially orally, will give you diarrhea, gastrointestinal upset, and some other issues. Plus, you really don't need to take more than your body can tolerate. Dr. Shili has put together, for example, something called Youth Formula, 2 grams of vitamin C with MSM, with which kind of creates a combination of elevating DHEA, anti-stress wellness hormone, which is a cortical kidney-based anti-stress wellness protection, so to speak, for the body, and that declines with age and with any stress or any illness. So anyone who is under any kind of stress, and we all are, you need your DHEA optimized. So that's one way to do so by 60% with that combination, but less than 2 grams of vitamin C, and that's too low. Too much, obviously not good. Vitamin D. The recommendation is, again, not too low, not too high. Between 5 and 10,000 IUs, in other words, international units, 10,000 international units, on a daily basis using drops, or 50,000 in a little capsule form. We have that at the clinic and at the store. Just makes it easy once a week if you're over 135 pounds, and otherwise once every 10 days. Now, some people take it daily, and I did that for a while, and it's okay, but you have to be careful and monitor the chemistry and just make sure that the calcium levels stay normal and good. And for the most part, it's all right. But it is fat soluble, so I would not advise that without careful monitoring and awareness. And I did not do that for too long of a time. In other words, I went back to once a week. And that's basically what that is. Now, magnesium is most usually deficient, but the best way to give it is indeed through the skin, transdermal. Dr. Shili has a patent on this, which literally shows and demonstrates that raises DHEA as well. And that's one of the ways to bypass the liver processing and lots of other issues. And now, magnesium is really good for bowel movement or clearing the bowels, and that's very highly recommended for anyone with sluggish bowels because it does detoxify. But if you want to get magnesium in the body, you want that. Now, other vitamin supplements, A, C, E, D as in Edward, and K are fat soluble. You have to be careful with those because those can be overstored, and that can be a real problem.
Brilliant, brilliant, very cogent, concise lesson on vitamins, minerals, supplements, and dosages and what not to overdose on. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Sergey Shili-Soren. Why don't we do it again next Monday? What do you think?
I would love to.
I'm looking forward to seeing y'all, your family, Dr. Norm Shili, and you at the farm. Just let us know when you'd like to come. We'd love to see you again. Thank you so much for being with us. Class, I'll be back with 5-Minute University in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.